What's up? This is Kelly Kell.
This is Melissa.
This is Troy McClure.
Yeah, Luke from the Newly Detectives.
This is Jim.
This is Jackson.
This is Jeff Powers.
This is Chris.
This is Dwayne.
This is Brandon.
This is Steve Boyd.
Hey, this is John Wilson.
This is Chami.
This is Jim.
This is Heather.
This is Bob Bartosi.
The podcast.
You gotta love it.
Let's put a million miles between our hearts and 100,000 years until you're in my arms. Let's put a million miles between us. I saw your face today in the sunrise. I couldn't wait till it set. And baby, you're fine. Your excuses and remedies are out to get you like your worst enemy. And if you know me like you say you do, when this one's on, you'll reach for the volume. It was summer loving to winter lover. So put the top down and roll the windows up. Put the top down and roll the windows up. Let's put a million miles between our hearts and 100,000 years until you're in my arms. Let's put a million miles between us. Let's put a million miles between our hearts and 100,000 years until you're in my arms. Let's put a million miles between us. Talked, it was, I hope that you're doing well. When under our breath, it was, I'll see you in hell. And I can still see your tears and makeup in the bottom of my sink, but telling me to wake up. If you only knew, if you only knew. Top down and roll the windows up. Put the top down and roll the windows up. Let's put a million miles between our hearts and 100,000 years until you're in my arms. Let's put a million miles between us. Miles between our hearts and 100,000 years until you're in my arms. Let's put a million miles between us. Do 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 do. Can't say sorry with dry eyes. No, you can't say sorry with dry eyes. Let's put a million miles between our hearts and 100,000 years until you're in my arms. Let's put a million miles between us. Miles between our hearts and 100,000 years until you're in my arms. Let's put a million miles between us. Let's put a million miles between our hearts. 100,000 years till you're in my arms.
Yo, yo, what up, what up, what up? You're listening to the Narcast, episode 47.
Narcasting in with my homie, Ashley Ham, beautiful San Diego native, straight out of Lakeside, California.
East County.
Representing. How you doing? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
You know, I'm hanging in there. I'm excited. Like, this is real deal right here. Got Ashley Ham's music on the air, on the show right now. It's awesome. I'm very excited. I can't wait to get to the gist of the show. But before we do all that, I just want to see how things going with you and everything. You keeping warm and all that good stuff?
Yes, I'm wrapped up in your big blanket.
Yeah, I know. Right now it's a little cold in here, and I apologize for that. I still haven't been able to figure out how I can keep the heat ventilating in here and everything. So I really do apologize about you freezing to death. So don't be mad at me. So, but tell the listeners a little bit about yourself before we get right down into the music part of everything. But before you do that, I want to talk about the band I just played called New League Detectives. That was, I don't know their acoustic guitar player, but they're all from San Diego, California. And that was Luke on the vocals, Luke McCain. And a couple of episodes ago, I had them, actually a long time ago, I had the lead vocalist or whatever on one of my shows to talk a little bit about the music and everything. And they're actually on hold right now, and they're actually trying to get back in the studio and do a little bit of music and tour a little bit. But we're actually trying to do a little song together too. He's actually going to be featured on my 60 songs and 60 minute album that I'm gonna try to do before the spring comes. So I got all winter to figure out what I'm gonna do. But anyway, that was New League Detectives. A song called Million Miles. That's the acoustic version of the song. They have like two or three different versions of it. You can go to their MySpace. MySpace.com/NewLeagueDetectives. But okay, back to Ashley Hand. I'm sorry I cut you off, but we were going to get a little bit of, you know, figure out, you know, a little bit about yourself. Tell us a little bit about yourself is what I meant to say.
Okay, a little bit about me. Well, I might tell you a lot of it on accident, but still, a little bit about me. I'm 22. I'm almost 23. I'll be 23 in 9 days.
What?
Woo! Anyways, I was born and raised in San Diego, California, in Lakeside. East County. Lakeside?
So that's a scary area, by the way.
No, it's not.
It's pretty scary.
Okay, it's kind of racist. Anyways, I'm the oldest in a family of 12 people, the oldest of 10 kids. Currently, I live with my parents. Been living with them since last December. I actually moved in my last birthday. Was homeless for a couple weeks before that. That was crazy stupid.
Oh, wow.
But life happens. I made choices and ended up that way. About me, I don't know what else to say. What do you want to
know? You're the oldest out of...
10 kids.
Like 80 kids, pretty much.
100 million, 1,000 billion kids.
And we won't talk about sports yet, but your whole family's a Steelers fan, right?
You know what? Today I went to Walmart. And I got a car washing kit, and I washed my car. And then I went to Sports Fever, and I got a Steelers sticker decal and put it on my car today. Steelers.
And you guys are actually playing, like, right now as we speak.
Yes.
But we won't talk about that because I know you'll get really antsy about that. So
yeah.
So, Ashley, how did you start out in the music world? Like, how did you know that you were developing an amazing voice?
Thank you for thinking I have an amazing voice.
You are amazing.
Basically, ever since I was born, I've been loving to sing. I have pictures of myself when I was little, like maybe one and a half on my knees with a like Barbie in my hand as a microphone singing. And they're really cute. I guess when I was in junior high, I started singing in church more actively than I did before. And then when I was in high school, I got into being in a band and singing at the graduations. I sang the national anthem every year when I was in high school at the graduations. Oh, nice. So, that's good. I mean, I don't know. That's just...
Did you have any lead parts when you did the choir thing in church?
In church, not so much. I was kind of shy. I didn't want to be in the front. In school, they gave me the high parts, like the soprano parts. And then I got bored, so I turned into a bass.
Oh, wow.
I know, it's terrible. Yeah, I don't know. I just sang.
So who influenced you? Like, did you have any people that you, when you were, like, younger, influenced you to sing or anything?
When I was little, every day, my grandma was my best friend until I was, like, 14. But every day, if I wasn't with my grandma, I had to call her on the phone and sing her the I Love You, Lord song.
Oh, wow. Can we get a sample of that real quick?
Are you joking me?
I'm being serious. Go ahead.
I'll sing like the first two lines. It's all Jesus-y and I'm not really Jesus anymore. But okay. It goes, I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice. Okay, anyways, like that. Shut up. Anyways, yeah, so I did that. I mean, other than that, my mom really turned me on to Celine Dion when I was little. My whole life, I grew up listening to country music, but my mom, like, heard some Celine Dion song that she liked, and so she bought me all these Celine Dion CDs, and so I always listened to her and wanted to be like her.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
But, yeah.
That's pretty cool. All right, since there's, like, a lot of genres here in San Diego, it's, like, you can get things from, like, indie to metal to punk and all those genres like that. So where do you think you stand in the genre?
Like, my own personal style?
Yeah.
I think I might be alternative, maybe poppy, kickback. Almost, I could totally be country if I wanted to, but I don't want to. I'm trying so hard to stay away from it. But I just, like, I think I'm pretty laid back. All my stuff that I have online is really, like, slow.
Yeah, slow acoustic stuff. Because tell us a little bit about that first band that you're in.
C2W? C2W stands for Created to Worship. I joined that band when I was in 10th grade. I was the oldest. It was me, then two sets of brothers. And basically, they were all 2 years younger than me. So what happened was, is we were really thriving. We put out 2 CDs. We got signed by a Christian label. And we were going to make a real, like, record. We got a deal. And what ended up happening was, is, like, 2 weeks before we went into the recording studio, one set of the brothers ended up having their grandmother die and leave a house to their parents, so they broke the contract and their whole family uprooted and moved to Florida. So the band just died like that. Wow. Like snap, crackle, pop, gone. Over with. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. That's that band. That's what happened with them.
And did you do anything else after that?
After that, I did nothing for like a year. I mean, yeah, I kept singing in high school at the graduations, but nothing really. When I was 17, I tried out for American Idol. That was a joke.
Why was it a joke?
Because that process is terrible. They told me I had an amazing voice, but I didn't have the look for the season. I think that's jacked.
Yeah, it's very
jacked.
That's
totally whack.
That's very whack. But, so we're going to play a song real quick. We're going to play a song called Fly, which I did the guitar track on, which is I'm very proud of. And this is, like, actually one of my favorite songs. There's a song I always tell you about that you did with C2W. I don't know the name of it, but and plus it was like a very raw recording. I think you guys just like recorded it right from a tape deck or whatever, and probably with one mic or whatever.
Maybe.
But it was really cool, and I don't know if you brought your music with you as I asked you to, but you know, I forgive you if you didn't. But But yeah, so tell us a little bit about Fly, like the writing process, because when people hear it, they might can interpret it like in many ways. For example, when I heard it, I felt like I was all alone, and you know, I just wasn't happy. Like I feel, in my opinion, I feel kind of like I need something extra.
That's what you felt like when you heard the song?
Yeah, to be honest.
It made you feel sad?
Because like sometimes when I'm in a bad mood, which I am usually in a bad mood between 7:30 to 4:30, this song can be like, you know, I want to fly and I just want to fly away, you know.
Oh, it helps you.
Yeah, it's more motivating. It's like, you know, okay, you know, it's more motivating / sad, if that makes sense.
It's totally depressing. What are you talking about?
That's what I'm saying. It just makes me sad, and it's like, you know, like,
okay,
but anyway,
the writing process for Fly. So I met this guy on MySpace. His name was Jannard, and he was really interested in people in San Diego because he had planned to one day live in San Diego. Like, he wanted to be here. So I met this guy on MySpace, and he sent me these messages, and I sent him messages back, and I was in a band, and he wanted to make music, and he showed me his, like, short films, and they were really good.
They're all right.
I liked them. Anyways, and then he was like, hey, we should collaborate. We should do something together. And I said, okay, you know, just send me some music sometime and I'll help you. You know, I'll write the words and I'll record by myself and send it back. He's like, all right. And so he sends me something right away, of course. And me being the procrastinator that I am, I probably took a month
about
to send
a month
him
or
something
two, yeah.
back.
Pretty much. It's
I'm
cool.
terrible. Anyways, so the process of writing this song, well, It was right after my band had broken up. And one of the boys in the band, one of the brothers, I was like totally first love puppy dog crush. Oh my God.
Uh-oh.
Over.
That's the one that moved to Florida, right?
Yes. His name is Andy Feller.
Uh-oh. Spilling the beans.
Oh, I don't mind spilling the beans.
All right.
Anyways.
Yeah, you do, actually.
Oh, well, okay. I don't want to spill them all. But anyways. he was my best friend at the time, and I was devastated that he had moved. And so when I was writing this song, all I could think about was the fact that he was so far away from me, and I wished I could just be there with him. And then I started thinking about, like, everything else in life that I wished I could achieve that I couldn't, everything that I messed up at and was unable to accomplish. And so I just started getting really depressed, and so I was listening to the music. That's how I write music. I listened to the music part before, and then I just started pouring my heart out on the paper. And once I got to the chorus, I got the chorus going, then I was able to go back and refurbish the first verse and then bust out the second.
Wow. Do you get a lot of comments on this song, about the song?
Everybody loves this song. Has like 5 million plays on my MySpace. It's the favorite of everybody's.
It's a very beautiful song. Like, just I can listen to it over and over and over. In fact, I have both versions. I'm going to play the second version. Actually, the third version. Okay, I guess you explained it. I remember I sent you a track over the internet, and then you ended up recording it, the vocals yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You brought it back over, and then I tweaked it up. Remember, it was like a minute and a half or something?
Mm-hmm.
And then we did it again twice, but it was the full-length version.
Ooh.
And then you came over to my place, and then we ended up doing it again.
Oh, so you're talking about, like, the one that we tweaked?
Yeah.
The original?
Well, but I'm not going to play the original one yet. I'm going to play the...
The accomplished version?
The accomplished one. Yeah, the one that you came over, and we actually did the vocals at my house.
Okay, that's the one we're playing first?
Yeah, that's the one we're going to play first. That
okay,
version
that makes
of
sense.
Fly. Yeah. So, but yeah, that's the concept of the original version of Fly. Was we, I sent her a track. She emailed it back to me with the vocal track, just the vocal track actually. And then, actually, you know what? The very first one
I recorded right with it.
Yeah, you recorded with it. I'm sorry. And then, you sent me the track of the vocals by itself, and then I mixed it. That's the second version. And then the third version is when you came over.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we got another version that we did over here.
Yeah.
Not too long ago. But anyway, we're going to hear the third version. And I'm going to shut my mouth. I'm gonna go ahead and play it real quick. And then after that song, we're going to play a song by Greg Laswell. Have you heard of Greg Laswell?
I haven't. Tell me about him.
I don't have any information on him right now, but when we come back, I have a little bit more about him. But I'm going to play a song called What a Day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really good. Like, you'll hear it after your song. And it's beautiful. Like, you.
All right.
Yeah, it's dark, though.
Oh.
But it's really cool, and it's kind of slow, and it fits the song. It fits the song, you know, the whole little mood thing I'm trying to go. So definitely check out this song. It's by Ashley Hand, obviously, with featuring me on guitar. And it's a song called Fly. And then after that, you're going to hear a song called What a Day by Greg Laswell right here on the NARcast, episode 48, NARcasting it with San Diego's very own Ashley Hand.
Sweet sounds of the past are divine. This is Heather, and you are listening to the Nardcast.
Listen to some Nardcast.
You.
Yo, yo, what up? You're listening to the Nardcast. Nardcasting it. Episode 48.
48.
With my homie, Ashley Hand, talking a little bit about her solo career / her alternative rock with C2H, something like that.
H. It's so far from W. Oh my god.
C2W. My bad. But anyway, this is a song that you're hearing, that you just finished hearing, called "What a Day" by San Diego's Finest. Greg Laswell off his album called, well, actually off his EP that came out in 06 called Dead Air. And I just now realized that he's from San Diego, California. I didn't know he was a producer right here in San Diego, California.
I didn't know that either.
You never even heard of him. What are you talking about?
I haven't.
But so what do you think? Did you like it?
I really liked it a lot, actually. It was calm, and I really liked the sound of his voice. He has a good tone.
Yeah, it's different. Yeah. I like it. It seemed like I could probably cover a song by him. I think I have that same, I'm in that same range.
Yeah.
What a day to line on. Yeah, I think I got it. I got it going on. But, yeah, again, trying to, you know, keep it San Diego, but I might have to branch out here in a little bit when we do our hip-hop segment, which I'm really excited to do. But before we get into that, let's talk a little bit more about your musical background and all that good stuff. So I know that whenever you wrote about Fly, you obviously wrote about things that were going on in your life and about the guy that moved to Florida and all that good stuff. But what about your other, like, writing process? Like what do you normally write about?
What do I write about?
Yeah. Like, when you're writing another song, when you're writing a song in general now.
Whenever
I'm asking.
I write any music?
Yeah. Does that make sense?
Pretty much every song I've ever written. Yeah. Every song I've ever written, I have a notebook, a spiral notebook from when I was younger. They were all songs about Jesus, and they were all love songs to God.
Yeah.
But I mean, after that, once I wasn't in that phase of my life anymore, whenever I write music, I tend to write about what's going on, like what day of the week it is. Like, I have a song that's like, it's Sweet Sunday and I'm losing my mind. Sometimes I feel like I'm going blind. Like, I have this really irritating problem of rhyming, and that's just my style, is that I rhyme like crazy. I just write about what's going on, what I'm thinking about, what's on my heart, what's on my mind.
Yeah, that's what I usually do too. Like, I know this show ain't based about me, but like when I write songs too, it's about like maybe something not necessarily political, but just stuff like just, you know, trying to get along, you know, like just peace and like racism. And I might write about a girl. I know I find myself writing a lot about people, like, or people that influenced me to actually write that song, I feel like. So
definitely, that makes sense.
Yeah. So you don't have any current projects going on right now? So you just
current projects? No. Last 2 months, in October, I sang the national anthem at the Red Ribbon Award ceremony for the former sheriff of San Diego County. He was presented with a Lifetime Achievement Award. I sang national anthem there. While I was at that ceremony, after I had finished singing, the head guy of the DEA office came over to me. He gave me a challenge coin and his business card and asked me if I'd sing at their all hands meeting in November. So November came around and I went and I sang the national anthem at their meeting. And after I finished singing, they presented me with an award. They gave me a globe. Wow. It was really, really cool.
Tight.
It's heavy. It's like 10 pounds. Like, it feels like a croquet ball. That's the only thing I can describe it. That's like the perfect weight and size. It's comparable to it. But I mean, other than that, I haven't really been doing anything.
Oh, wow.
But yeah.
So other than that award, have you won any awards or achieved any like type of certificates for singing or being in certain things?
When I was in school, when I was in junior high, I did Star Search, and I won Star Search a couple times. I mean, for singing, like, awards, are we talking about?
Yeah, maybe musical awards or anything like that.
Nothing really. Nothing. I never really strove. Like, I never strived to be the best. I just sang, and I didn't really care.
Yeah. Star Search or something, do you have any footage of that?
No.
Do you have any footage of you singing?
Of me singing?
Yeah, like maybe at that banquet or whatever that the fireman plays?
I think there's like pictures, but I don't think it's recorded. I know that when I did it at the DEA office, DEA stands for Drug Enforcement Agency, by the way. Mm. When I sing at that office,
I've seen it in Weeds. That dude was a DEA.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you watch Weeds, by the way?
I've seen it once.
It's awesome, dude. You should check it out. Weeds is on point. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
But anyways, yeah, no, I mean, I know that they recorded it then. I mean, all the recordings I have are like old school back in the day, like when I was little, and I don't want people to see them.
You want to know what I'm thinking about now? We should do a Christmas CD. We got, what,
right?
10 days? We should. That'll get me in the Christmas spirit for sure.
We totally could.
Because I know that like your birthday's coming up. Yeah. I really don't want to publicize that, but your birthday's coming up. Whatever, you're gonna have a party and all that good stuff. And that'd be something that we could do. We could like pass out the CDs for free or whatever.
Hell yeah.
I can use it for the show. I can like put the music on there.
We could.
That'd be tight. Maybe we'll think about that after the show. We'll come up with some stuff. Speaking of Christmas and the holidays or whatever, do you have any plans for this year?
For Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah, are you making fun of me?
What? Nah, man.
Sorry, I didn't mean to drop the bomb. Christmas Day, I actually have off. I'm going to drive out to the beautiful desert of Borrego Springs, California. It's going to take me 2 hours to get there, but it's totally worth it because the view is spectacular and I'm going to be with family. Mm-hmm. Christmas Eve, I'm actually working until 9 p.m. which really is terrible, and I want to kill Walmart for making me work.
And you want to know what? Walmart's going to really suck today after Christmas. Do you know that? It's going to suck. Probably that whole weekend. But we won't talk about that because it's
I don't know how it could be any worse than being after Black Friday. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to die.
So what are your future, before we cut to these songs, because I'm about to go totally mainstream, and the next two songs are going to be totally mainstream. But before we talk about that, I was gonna talk a little bit about like your future. Like, do you see yourself maybe getting another band? Like, what can the viewers and your followers expect?
Are we talking like realistically or like
realistically?
Dream-wise?
What do you mean by dream wise? Like, what?
Like, I mean, fantasy wise. Like, I've always my whole life wanted to be like a fame. I said like 20 times like.
Oh, it's no biggie.
It bothers me. I've always wanted to be a professional singer and do that as a career to be able to support my family and even my friends. Like, yeah. Gosh, I'm going to kill myself for saying like.
Oh, don't worry about it.
It's driving me nuts.
Uh-oh.
Anyways, I've always dreamed of being able to do that. And unfortunately, I haven't taken the time or found the means to be able to support myself in that way. I haven't gone that way. As far as like prospectively towards making a career for myself, I'm like realistically, I'm probably just gonna go through with. Oh, by the way, I'm enlisted in the Navy. Mm-hmm. Realistically, I'm probably just gonna go through with that. And when I get out, I'll probably be married, if not yet about to be married. And I really wanna be a stay at home mom once I have children. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I could do music on the side.
Yeah.
But.
So we can't really expect anything, but maybe.
I wanna do music so bad. If you find somebody, some way, somehow, if there's a way. I mean, if it's my personal belief, if it's meant to be, it'll happen.
Right.
And yeah, I really feel like I'm good enough that it has to be, like, predestined. Like, there's somewhere down the line, I'll be out there. Yeah. I'm not worried about it. That's why I'm not so stressed out about it. Like, I mean, yeah, I'm saying realistically I'm going to do this and that, but I know in my heart that I'm supposed to sing, so it's going to happen.
So we're not expecting any small little EPs or LPs, but people can actually find you at karaoke's, though. Is that correct?
Oh, my goodness.
Uh-oh, yes.
I hate you.
Let's talk about the karaoke's.
I hate you.
Let's talk about the karaoke's.
I love doing karaoke so much. It's really funny, though, because I just stand there because I'm kind of shy. I'm a really good singer. I don't know, unless I have a couple drinks in me, and then I start moving.
Uh-oh.
I'm, like, shell-shocked. I'm just like, okay, I'm going to sing, and I don't want to blow these people out of the room because they haven't heard me sing yet, so I'm just going to sing and hope nobody notices. But, of course, by the time I'm done singing, they're all, like, standing there watching me like, oh, my God.
Now, what are some of your favorite tunes that you do for karaoke?
My favorite karaoke stuff to do is I really like doing country karaoke because the only reason why is because those are songs I grew up with in the 90s.
East County?
Lakeside?
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
No, I was just messing.
90s country music is like where it's at, like Reba McEntire, Martina McBride, like old school. Well, not old school, but for me it's old school.
Uh-huh.
And then I really like doing Mariah Carey and Celine Dion karaoke, and then I like doing fun stuff like busting out some Johnny Cash or some Spice Girls or whatnot, just to break loose.
That's what's up. So where do you perform at, if you don't mind me asking? Because, you know, I might have to swing through. Because
you better swing through. You've been promising.
Yeah, I know. I've been promising.
You're
but
just
hey,
a big
I got
procrastinator.
My no, you want to know? I got my gas leak fixed. I can
Did
swing
you?
Through. Yeah, I got
Hell
my gas leak leaked now, so I can probably swing
His
through there
car
next
was broken
Thursday.
Broken for a long time.
So
I almost died.
Yeah.
The fumes were terrible.
Yeah, I finally got it fixed. So, you know, congrats to me for getting it fixed.
Yeah.
But so yeah, where can we find you?
My favorite place to do karaoke is the Cuckoo Club in El Cajon. Mm-hmm. If you take the 8 East, like you're going to Arizona, Eventually, you will hit 2nd Street. You get off at 2nd Street, travel north, and where 2nd turns into Pepper. It'll be on your right-hand side after the Royal Light, and it's called the Cuckoo Club.
Okay, the Cuckoo Club. And all they got to do, really, is Google it up and then get directions from there, too. You know?
If you go on Sunday nights, it's $3, whatever you want to drink, no matter what it is. If you wear your pajamas.
Oh, wow. That's so awesome. So I could wear my wife beater and my black pajama pants.
Yeah.
That's what's up, dude. That's what's up. All right, the Cuckoo Club, Monday through Sunday, is straight up karaoke every day, right? And then Sundays, it's...
every day of the week is karaoke.
That's what's up. And since we're talking about karaoke, there's another karaoke spot on Thursdays, which my boy Dave Swenson plays bass guitar in it from Meld. They got this thing at the 701 Club down in PB.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, you go all the way down, and it's right there on the right.
Mm-hmm.
However, they have a live band karaoke.
Wow.
And I'm trying to get you out there to
live
do that.
Live band?
Yeah,
it's
a live band karaoke. It's awesome. I haven't been there yet, but I wanted to promote it.
How does that work? Do they just, like, have a set list of songs and you pick one?
Yeah, they have a big library full of songs now, and they try to practice, like, he was telling me, like, they try to practice once a week or maybe even twice a week to learn new songs.
That's
and
cool.
then they'll just, you know, play to the metronome or whatever, and then you go up there and sing.
Wow.
So I think that's cool. So
that's very cool. I'm going to check that out.
I might have to hit it up, man. So
for sure.
701 Club, I think it's called 701, I think. And then it's every Thursday between 5 or actually 7 to 10 or something like that. I'll get the exact stuff.
Here,
he's actually probably out there right now.
We should go on the Jungle Thursday.
Yeah, we should. Let's do it to it.
Oh.
Soon.
All right.
Next week.
Alright.
Wait. Yeah, we could probably make it happen next week.
Yeah.
701 Club. Down in PB off Garnett. So alright, let's talk this about some music. We talked a little bit. Alright, I'm about to go mainstream. I know some of my Nardikins might not appreciate this, my 20 listeners or whatever. But I really seriously like Kid Cudi. Like, I don't know, have you heard of Kid Cudi?
Kid Cudi?
Yeah.
No, I thought you were saying Kid Cudi just now.
No, it's Kid Cudi.
It's a little bear.
And some people say Kudai or whatever, but it's Cudi. I think it's Cudi. Kid Cudi.
How do you spell it?
Cudi. Cudi.
Cudi. That's how I would say it, Cudi.
Yeah. But anyway, there's this song that he did with, have you heard of MGMT?
No.
You never heard of Kids? By
you're talking to the wrong person.
All right. Anyway, have you heard of Rat-A-Tat?
Yes.
Okay. Rat-A-Tat, MGMT produced a song that he's going to sing off of.
Oh,
it's called Pursuit of Happiness. It's a great song. I found it. I downloaded it. I bought it off iTunes. And it's a good song. So, check the video out. In fact, I just might put the video on the page, too, so people can check it out and listen to it or whatever. It's awesome. So, definitely check that song out, Kid Cudi, Pursuit of Happiness. And then after that, you heard of Drake, right?
Huh? Drake?
Yeah.
You the best.
Yeah, I'm about to play that song.
No,
that song's weak.
I like that song.
I don't like that
song.
Wait,
you have to say where he's from.
Drake? I have no idea where he's from.
You didn't know he was on Degrassi?
Mm-mm.
Oh, man.
So you can tell me a little bit about Drake then, because I don't know. I only like this song called, what is it?
It's like a little teeny bopper soap opera. Called Degrassi. I watched one episode and I wanted to shoot myself in the head.
Nah, never.
But no, I really like his style. I think he reminds me of Kanye a little bit.
Well, you know what? A lot of people were actually saying that he's like up there as like right now as far as 2009 go. Like one of the, he's pretty hyped.
One of the
like
top,
people hyping
yeah.
him, yeah. And I kind of like Kid Cudi just because he's up there a little bit, but I guess he can say he's mainstream, but he's still kind of underground, right?
Yeah. I like this
style.
I like when they're underground still.
Yeah, it's different. So I'm going to play these two songs. I'm going to play Pursuit of Happiness by Kid Cudi, and then I'm going to play I Want This Forever by Drake. Have you heard that song?
Mm-hmm.
It's tight, dude. It has Kanye West, Lil Wayne, and then Eminem spits on it.
Oh!
And everybody really,
I love Eminem.
Yeah, everybody likes Eminem's verse, but I just like the beat. Like,
all right, I'm looking forward to hearing that one.
The beat's tight. All right, let's get to it then.
Let's go.
Kid Cudi and Drake right here on the NARcast.
Crush this bit, little bit, roll it up, take a hit, feeling lit, feeling like 2 a.m. summer night. I don't care, hand on the wheel, driving drunk, I'm doing my thing, rolling the mid beside him now, living my life, getting out
dreams. People told me slow my roll. I'm screaming out, fuck that. I'ma do just what I want. Looking ahead, no turning back. If I fall, if I die, know I lived it to the fullest. If I fall, if I die, know I lived in missing bullets.
I'm on the pursuit of happiness, and I know everything will shine. Ain't always gonna be gold. I'll be fine once I get it. I'll be good. I'm on the pursuit of happiness, and I know everything will shine.
You know about dreaming, dreaming. You don't really know about nothing, nothing. Tell me what you know about the night terrors every night. 5 a.m. cold sweats waking up to the sky. Tell me what you know about dreams, dreams. Tell me what you know about night terrors, nothing. You don't really care about the trials of tomorrow. Rather lay awake in the bed full of sorrow.
I'm on the pursuit of happiness, and I know everything will shine. Ain't always gonna be gold. I'll be fine once I get it. I'll be good. I'm on the pursuit of happiness, and I know everything will shine. Ain't
always go. I'll be fine once I get it. I'll be good. Good.
And those flappy things on the side of your head, they're tuned into the Nodcast, baby.
It may not mean nothing to y'all, but understand nothing was done for me. So I don't plan on stopping at all. I want this shit forever, mine, ever mine, ever mine. I'm shutting shit down in the mall and telling every girl she the one for me. And I ain't even planning to call. This shit forever mine, ever mine, ever mine, ever mine.
DJ White out.
Last name ever, first name greatest. Like a sprained ankle, boy, ain't nothing to play with.
started off local, but thanks to all the haters, I know G4 pilots on a first name basis. In your city, faded off the brown. Nino, she insists she got more class. We know, swimming in the money, come and find me. Nemo, if I was at the club, you know I balled. Chemo, dropped a mixtape, that shit sounded like an album. Who'd have thought a countrywide tour be the outcome? Labels want my name beside an X like Malcolm. Everybody got a deal, I did it without one. Yeah, nigga, I'm about my business. Killing all these rappers, you would swear I had a hit list. Everyone who doubted me is asking for forgiveness. If you ain't been a part of it, at least you got to witness. Bitches,
it may not mean nothing to y'all, understand nothing was done for me, so I don't plan on stopping at all. I want this shit forever, mine, ever mine, ever mine. I'm shutting shit down in the mall and telling every girl she the one for me, and I ain't even planning the call. I want this shit forever, mine, ever mine, ever mine.
I used to have hood dreams, big fame, big chains. I stuck my dick inside his life until that bitch came and went hard all fall like the ball teams, just so I could make it rain all spring. Y'all seen my story, my glory. I had raped the game young. You could call it statutory. When a nigga blow up, they gon' build statues for me. Old money, Benjamin Button, what none? Super bad chicks giving me mixed loving. You would think I ran the world like Michelle's husband. You would think these niggas know me when they really doesn't. Like they was down with the old me. No, you fucking wasn't. You such a fucking loser. He ain't even go to class, Bueller. Trade the Grammy plaques just to have my granny back. Remember she had that bad hip like a fanny pack. Chasing the stardom will turn you to a maniac. All the way in Hollywood and I can't even act. They pull their cameras out and goddamn he snapped. I used to want this thing forever, y'all can have it back.
It may not mean nothing to y'all, understand nothing was done for me, so I don't plan on stopping at all. I want this shit forever, mine, ever mine, ever mine. I'm shutting shit down in the mall and telling every girl she the one for me, and I ain't even planning the call. I want this shit forever, mine, ever mine, ever mine.
Okay, hello, it's the Martian, Space Jam Jardins. I want this shit forever, wake up and smell the garden. Fresher than the harvest, step up to the target. If I had one guess, then I guess I'm just New Orleans. And I would never stop, like I'm running from the cops. Hopped up in my car and told my chauffeur to the top. Life is such a fucking roller coaster, then it drops. But what should I scream for? This is my theme park. My mind shine even when my thoughts seem dark. Pistol on my side, you don't wanna hear that thing talk. Let the king talk, check the price and pay attention. Lil Wayne, that's what they gotta say or mention. I'm like Nevada in the middle of the summer. I'm resting in the lead, I need a pillow and a cover. My foot sleeping on the gas. No brake pads, no such thing as last.
It may not mean nothing to y'all, understand nothing was done for me, so I don't plan on stopping at all. I want this shit forever, mine, ever mine, ever mine. I'm shutting shit down in the mall and telling every girl she the one for me, and I ain't even planning the call. I want this shit forever, mine, ever mine, ever mine.
Go back in stadiums as shady spits his flow. Nuts they go, macadamian they go, so ballistic, whoa. He can make them look like bozos, he's wondering if he should spit this slow. Fuck no, go for broke, his cup just runneth over, oh no. He ain't had him a buzz like this since the last time that he overdosed. They've been waiting patiently for Pinocchio to poke his nose. Back into the game and they know rap will never be the same as before. Bashing in the brains of these hoes and establishing a name as he goes. The passion and the flame is ignited, you can't put it out once we light it. This shit is exactly what the fuck that I'm talking about when we riot. You dealing with a few true villains who stand inside of the room, true spilling and spit true feelings until our true feelings come flying up out of our mouths. Never mind it. Payback, motherfucker, for the way that you got at me. How's it taste when I slap the taste out of your mouth with the bass so loud that it shakes the place? I'm Hannibal Lecter, so just in case you're thinking of saving face, you ain't gonna have no face to save by the time I'm through with this place. So Drake,
it may not mean nothing to y'all,
understand nothing was done for me. So I don't plan on stopping at all. I want this shit forever, mine, ever mine, ever mine. I'm shutting shit down in the mall. It's telling every girl she the one for me. And I ain't even planning the call. I want this shit forever, mine, ever mine,
ever mine. Yo, yo, what up? We got another special guest in the Hizzle. Joe, what up, dude?
What's up?
Where you coming from, man? Why you late?
I'm not late. You're late.
Oh, I'm late. How am I late? I was here on time, kind of.
Been here you since were actually like noon.
Ashley, you were here before me, weren't you, Ashley?
I was here before you.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I can be home by like 6:15.
I was born after you, but I was here. But
at this place, because yeah, I told you
I was on the street before you.
Yeah, you're on the street. Yeah, that's true. But anyway, that's what she said. That's what she said. That's what she said moment. So how you doing? So how's everything going? We're almost done with the show. I got two more hip hop joints, and we're gonna go right back to your joints. So how you doing?
I'm doing fabulous.
Nice. A little bit better now. You seem a little more cheery now.
More peppy. That's because Joe's in the house.
Joe's in the house. Now, how do you two know each other?
We work together.
Cool. How long have you known each other?
Since May.
Cool.
Oh, he said a week. Oh, we've known each other for a week. It was May last week.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. Hey, Joe, so tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell the Nauticans a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
I am from right here, sitting in this chair.
Oh, that's where you're from?
This is where I'm from. Born and raised.
I stalked you a little bit, and I found out from some people that you're from New York. Is that true?
This is true.
Is this true?
Yes.
Okay. And then you moved out here to...
I don't have an accent. I'm not from the city.
Oh, okay. Wait. You're like upstate New York.
About an hour north of the city, yes.
Oh, okay. And what are your favorite genres of music?
I like ska, and I like punk, and I like some psychobilly.
Cool. Like, you like, you're a fan of the Slackers. That's cool points award.
Slackers.
Sweet. And you like Real Big Fish?
Not really, no.
Okay, what are some other bands you like?
Hepcat. I like Rancid.
Okay.
All like
bands.
Seasons of Nightmares.
Never heard of them. I might have to check you.
Little psychobilly band.
Okay, cool. I'm gonna look into them. All right, back to Ashley. I never even got a chance to ask you, like, what are you currently listening to right now? As you know, what's on your iPod right now, if you have one?
I've never owned an iPod or MP3 player in my life. That's embarrassing. Okay. In my car right now, in my CD player is John Stevens' Christmas CD. I'm kind of embarrassed about that one.
Don't be embarrassed.
Before that, I had Kobe Kaye. She's one of my favorites.
Be embarrassed about that one.
You know what? I'm embarrassed about your face.
Speaking of her, you covered a song called Capri, which is going to be on the show towards the end.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did. I love her voice.
So what do you like about her?
I really like her style. It's really laid back, but she has a variety to what she does. Each song on her album is different. I mean, yeah, her voice is the same. I mean, I don't know how to describe it, but it feels like there's like a slow song, there's like a reggae song. It's all different on her CD that I have, which is called Coco.
Right on.
Kobe Kaye Coco.
That's what's up. Now, do you have any, not to change the subject, but do you have any other like family members that are like musical geniuses, or are you the only one?
Oh my gosh, I wish I was a musical genius. I can only sing.
You can play a little bit of guitar. I've heard you play
before. I can play a tiny bit, just enough to suffice.
No,
anyways,
you're okay.
My brother David can play guitar really well.
Yeah, he's actually gonna be starred in the Capri song that I'm actually playing for the show.
Oh, you didn't do the one that I picked.
Okay, you know what? That's fine. We'll play that one.
The one that I played.
Okay, cool.
Okay, that's my favorite one.
Oh, okay.
Anyways.
Well, my favorite one is with
my brother David's really good guitar player.
Right on.
And then my brother Jonathan is really good on the piano, as well as like four of my other siblings are also really good on piano.
Really? I didn't know your other brothers played on piano or any.
Yeah.
They
all play it. I hate it. I unplug it. It's
I'ma
a keyboard
them.
And then it's the die.
I'm going to tell them. You said that.
They know.
What about your mom or your dad? Do they play any instruments?
No. My mom is tone deaf, and so is... Well, my dad can appreciate good music, but he can't sing for anything.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, no. There's nobody musical in my family that's above this generation.
Oh, okay. Now, what would you say, like your favorite, like some of your favorite artists / bands would be, like if you had to pick a couple?
Like all time?
Sure. Or right now. Because I know you're listening to
Well, I already named a couple besides what? Did you say Cat Stevens?
No, I said that Stevens guy.
Oh, I think I said Cat Stevens. I was like, whoa.
he's okay.
Anyways, all time, I love Bob Dylan. I love. I know. I'm popular. I'm just kidding.
I'm popular.
I don't know. I love everything. I'm really eclectic. I like a little bit of everything. I love classical music. I love Mozart. I love Beethoven. I love. Oh my gosh, The Doors.
I like The Doors.
I can't even think because I'm on the spot. That's not fair. I should have
prepared. Oh, that's cool. Hey, I'm about to put you on the spot when we come back from these hip-hop songs. So
good,
be,
deal. I'll be more prepared.
All right. Well, before...
Well, not really, but okay.
Yeah, you'll be... No, you're not going to be prepared. All right, before we get into the other songs, I want to briefly talk a little bit about Kid Cudi real quick because I kind of didn't really give a little shout-out to him. Kid Cudi's actually from Cleveland, Ohio.
Ohio.
Doing his thing. And he only came... So far, he's only came out with one album... One studio album called Man on the Moon, which is came out this year, which is The Pursuit of Happiness is on. And again, that's produced by Ratatat and MGMT. And if you haven't heard of MGMT, you should definitely check out two songs by them called Kid. One called Kids and the other is called Electric Feel, one of my favorite songs. And then Ratatat, of course, check the self-titled album out. 17 years, that whole album's spotless. Don't listen to the other two. The other twos are mediocre. But if you have to, listen to it. And awesome song. I think according to Wikipedia, he's coming out with a new album in next year, the new decade, called Cutter. So check that out when it comes out. Don't steal it. Check it out.
Sounds bloody.
And then before that, I played a dude from Canada. After that, I'm sorry, called Drake, in which I just realized now that Drake is his middle name. His full name's Aubrey Drake Grant Graham, and he's Canadian. He's from. Toronto, Ontario. So, and that song I was looking for, and it's actually off it's a single that came out this year.
Oh, it's just a single.
Yeah, it's not even on an album, and it's actually something to do with LeBron James. So, it's off something with LeBron James or whatever. So that's pretty cool. That song debuted or aired or whatever sometime this year. I don't know. Who cares? But anyway, that's those two bands. Now, onto some good shit is this dude named Bobby Creekwater. I'm going to play a song called The Day I Got Dropped, which I heard on another podcast, which I'm going to go ahead and give him props to, called Hood Hype. Check these cats out. They're awesome, dude. It's like three of them, I think, like two white dudes and a black dude, and they're awesome. Hoodhype.com. Check them out. A lot better than my show. Like, they blow my whole show out of the water. Like, completely.
What?
Because they have, like, 3-4 other people, like, doing their, you know, like, it's awesome. And hoodhype.com. And I also listen to hoodhype.com today, and I bump into another cat called Peel. So check this song out called Refill. Awesome. Let Me In, I'm sorry, off the Refill album. It's actually a mixtape. And you can actually download this joint for free. www.peel4180.com. So check them out. Check out Bobby Creekwater. When we come back, I'm going to put Ashley Hand on the spot one more time. Then we're going to play two songs and we're going to stab out, go to the Turf Club, and perhaps talk a little and watch the last bit
steak
of the Monday Night Football.
That's what I heard. So it must be true. I heard it. Never mind the source. On the day I got dropped, hell froze over. And be an old Riley, love Pac and Hover. And all the gangster niggas in the world stop snitching. Every single child of the ghetto stop wishing. Oprah invited the whole hood to a show. And prostitutes wouldn't sell the pussy no more. And everybody I know had good credit. We still love chicken though, yeah, I said it. The day I got dropped wasn't like any other. Chris Brown and Rihanna still fuck with each other. He love her. The day I got dropped, there was no AIDS. No crooked ass cops, nigga, no raids. No reason to call anybody crooks. No reason to put money on the books. We was all one color with one face. And we ain't know the definition of the word race. The day I got dropped, labels fell back. And wherever artists record, they would sell that. And there was color where people was off the pale at. This is the day I got dropped, nigga, yeah, that. Drop.
try to come out on the label. I knew he wasn't gonna come out. I don't know why I'm concerned about it, but I knew he wasn't gonna come out. He got dropped. Cause so-and-so told me he got dropped. Well, who the fuck is so-and-so? Never mind who so-and-so is. All that matters is that he got dropped.
On the day I got dropped, bullshit didn't exist. And poor folks had dollars in the fist. And young folk didn't have to enlist. And beef didn't generate interest. And to call a nigga G-Man godlike. If there was no money left, make a hard right. On the day I got dropped, we was all driven. Biggie, Pop, Pun, we still living. Big L left out, they was still around. Michael Jackson, he was still brown. And everybody had clout, and you was real careful what you said out your mouth. So the words hold weight. Nobody would starve, everybody had a plate. There was no alone, everybody had a mate. And we all got money, everybody had a rate. Wait, on the day I got dropped was the very day that Bush got locked. Everybody chilling, there was no TikTok. A little less pop, a little more hip-hop. On the day I got dropped, it was all good. The whole world came from a small hood. Who would even assume I got dropped? Well, the answer to that question is easy. Y'all would. On the day I got dropped. See, the moral of the story is I mean, shit. All of these things are damn near impossible. Even though I would love for some of them to happen, I would love for some of them to be true. Same way I know y'all would love for me to be dropped off of the label. But I ain't get dropped. I got the same thing convicts get when they finish their bid. I'ma let you sit on the eggs and the hatches. Goodbye, world.
Somebody better let me in.
Holy shit, where'd you find this? The Empire.
Like a trunk in a motor, wondering, hoping I hear somebody come in the open, but they ain't hanging. I'm thinking about giving it up and taking a rain check. I knew the code, but I'm guessing they up and changed it. I'm feeling I want it. I want it so bad that I can feel it. I'm chilling with homies, not wanting to brag, but I'm the illest. Could you listen to this ballad while eating your chicken salad? I'm getting sick of this average life I'm living in Paris, dreaming of having carrots with women walking in ballots. And Lennox talking by cabbage. My baggage don't overload. My habits, they seem to grow as I marry this open road. Harriet Tubman know, I'm assuming that I should know too. This crab in the bucket, ass niggas don't wanna show you. Go to, got me who, so cool, fly he who. See me better, open up the motherfucking door now. Or it's gonna be a wild, wild west side showdown. Somebody better let me in. 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 I know you hear me clearly. See me flailing my arms, bitches. This is really silly. Trying to remain calm with you, but I might lose control. Sick of wearing these shoes with holes. Walking to martyr stations while niggas on cruise control. Living in different places. Addresses change on me daily. Selling this dope to eat. Politicians look at me crazy. I can't go to sleep. Having nightmares about my mama. I hope they notice me. Cause this time I'm bringing the llama. Too much pain aside. Sometimes I just hop on the train and ride. I can't deny it. Man, it feel like I'm on a God, I'm just testifying. Testimony missed with a ride. I just arrived, and it makes me swallow my pride. I give the fuck, man, I'm sick of this poor living. Liquor and hoes chilling. Can't get rich off this dope dealing. But this life I lead, the fast lane going twice the speed. Might succeed, nah, fuck somebody it. I got this life for free. For hours, I know you see me, I'm pleading, cause you just open so I can shower and eat. It's been weeks and I've been roaming, no sleep, I thought we was homie. I'm weak from being hungry, but what the fuck do you care for? When I'm down, seems like they smile. When I'm up, feels like they stare more. Where the fuck is your character? It's resembling shallow, damn. Cause somebody tell me what kind of world is this? People cheese at misfortune, I'm tortured for being misfortunate. Cause my parents went corporate, I'm reading all resources to see what's really the source of it. Cause I gotta know now, trying to be patient, but you gon' make me come kick this dough down. Wave this tool in the air, everybody get on the flow now. So what is this game? Could you explain it? They call life I'm living. For dealing this cane and chasing this change, you can't get life in prison. That's fucked up, I advised you to twist the lock. Asked you nicely, but now your ass about to hear this pistol cock, bitch.
Yeah! That was, I'm loving that, dude. That was Pill off the Refill album mixtape joint called Let Me In. Check it out. Download the whole album. Pill4180.com. Check it out. And before that was Bobby Creekwater, The Day I Got Dropped. Again, you can download that album as well. Go to www.hoodhype.com. Go to the blog joints. Download that joint for free. Whole album is tight. For $3.99 up in the joint. Cool, cool, cool. All right, I'm hungry. I know you guys are hungry. So briefly, how you guys doing other than being hungry?
I'm chilling. I'm all cozy in this blanket.
Yeah, I know, right? It's from IKEA, too.
IKEA.
All right. Before we go, I just want to ask you a couple questions that some of my listeners here just emailed me to figure out a couple things. For I think reader,
that's baloney.
No, seriously. I got one reader, one listener called in, actually emailed me and asked you, how do you feel about the Green Bay Packers at the Pittsburgh Steelers in Pittsburgh next Sunday? How you feel about that?
I hate you. Seriously, no. The Steelers better freaking win, or else it'll be just terrible.
Yeah,
they're going to be in Steeltown.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They better win.
We'll be in Pittsburgh, but Green Bay is used to that kind of weather, so I'm not really worried about that.
Pittsburgh usually wins on their home team.
Yeah, well, whatever. I'm not really. I'm not honestly.
What do you mean,
not,
whatever? You I'm must not have gold.
No.
Black veins.
Well, it's like I'm not worried about the Pittsburgh game. I'm more worried about the Giants not pulling through, and I'm worried about Chargers not pulling through for Sunday. I need these two teams to win.
I want them to lose.
I need them to win so lose. That we don't have to worry about the Cowboys.
We're not talking football anymore.
Oh, yeah, we're not talking about football. However, like I said, Green Bay.
No, the Steelers are going to win.
When the game, I don't care what games y'all win. All I'm saying is I need the Giants to win, and I need the
Chargers not to win, so all the San Diegans who are Charger riders, when they win, can get off of it.
Well, I need the Chargers to win that one. Sorry, I hate to break it to you.
Bandwagoners suck.
Well, are you guys winning this game, you think?
Who y'all playing? I don't want to know.
The Browns, right?
I don't want
to. You guys got to win.
Anyway,
let's not talk about football. That's all I wanted. And that's what the reader wanted to know. Another one is, reader wanted to know, what's your favorite cereal?
Oh, my goodness. This is a hard decision. My absolute all-time favorite cereal, if I could pick any cereal in the world.
Yeah, that's not even out anymore. Like I would say mine
it's
is
not
probably,
even out anymore.
Whatever. Any.
Okay, anything. Well, I can't even decide because I really, really love
you
Cocoa
pick.
Puffs. I love Cocoa Puffs. Mm-hmm. But I also really love Honey Bunches of Oats with Almonds. Mm-hmm. And I really love Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And I really love that golden waffle. Remember Waffle Crisp or something? There was Waffle Crisp and there was Cookie Crisp. Do you remember that
one? Yeah, that's my favorite. Cookie Crisp and Lucky Charms and Captain Crunch.
Oh, I love all Captain right. Crunch with Crunch Berries.
Yeah, it's tight. It's tight.
Yummy.
All right, okay, we're going to play. All right, I'm going to ask you three more questions, but you got to be really quick. Like, right. I'm stealing this from a radio station. I don't know what radio station does this, but they ask their celebrities, which you are a celebrity, three questions or more. I don't know. But you gotta respond like right away. There's no like, you got 5 seconds to answer these questions. Okay? You ready?
Okay.
You ready? What's your favorite movie?
Blue Streak.
All right, what's one thing that people don't know about, a lot of people don't know about you?
I broke my tailbone twice.
All right, if you had a porn name, what would it be?
Shaja. That one was fast too.
That's funny. All right, let's get back to the music. We got two more songs, and then we're gonna break out and stab out and eat us some damn food because my battery's about to die here too. So I better make it quick. All right, we're gonna play Ashley Hand Capri cover by Kobe, whatever his name is, and then we're gonna play when end the show with "You Make My World Go Round," the acoustic version.
Oh, very nice.
So. All right, I want to appreciate you. I want to thank you for coming on the show and all that good stuff. And like I said, this is like the show that I've been waiting for. Because you're awesome, and we need to do a Christmas CD and all that good stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
for sure.
All right, episode 48, Ashley Hand in the house. My boy Joe doing this thing too. Good luck with exams next week. And quick shout out. So, I want to go ahead and say Merry Christmas to everybody. I'm going to do a Christmas cast next week. And go Chargers. I need you to win.
Stop it.
Go Packs. Go Packs.
Stop it.
Peace.
And she's got a baby inside. And holds her belly tight all through the night. Just so she knows she's sleeping so safely to keep her going. And oh, when she'll open her eyes, there'll be no surprise. She'll grow to be so beautifully, just like her mother that's carrying. Oh, Capri, she's beauty. Baby inside, she's loving. Oh, Capri, she's beauty. There is an angel growing peacefully. Oh, Capri, sweet baby. Things will be hard at times, but I've learned to try listening patiently. Oh, Capri, sweet baby. Oh, Capri, she's beauty. Baby inside, she's loving. Oh, Capri, she's beauty. Just like her mother that's carrying. Oh, Capri, sweet baby.
Yeah!
I totally fucked up the end of that one. That's okay, I winged it.
Hey everybody, you listen to the Narcast, but after you, I play You Make the World Go Round, I'm gonna play my favorite version of Capri. Peace.
Pretty eyes are bright.
Just like your mother, that's care.